Let's go.
Totally beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called Gay Cups with Roro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy, a.k.a. Roro. Next to me, my man with the plan, the beautiful blue-eyed Barbadian.
What happens to all those turkeys' heads? That's what I want to know.
Boy, that's definitely another podcast. How dare you?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm off on the wrong tip. Okay, I'm ready. I'm back. Beverage Town. Sipping a little gravy here.
Yeah, post Thanksgiving, what kind of bevvies were on the table for Thanksgiving?
Oh. What a great question. Great opening salvo, Roro. Mm. There were a couple of things. We made the Elizabeth Lamazing winter warming old fashions.
Oh, my God.
I brought the syrup home with me from the mountains.
You made the syrup in the mountains and then brought it home?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. That's nice.
I made it Thanksgiving morning. It set the tone beautifully. It, you know, has all those smells you want because it's got cinnamon in there and apples and stuff.
Winter's coming.
Winter is coming, they said with a twinkle in their eyes. And I think that was the highlight. Getting the proportions right was kind of a challenge, but it was great because we had a few of those. We had some vino, had some great a Zinfandel and a Chardonnay on the table. Mm. We were crushing beers. Our kids were sick. We had nothing to do. We were just really just drinking alone in this cabin in the mountains.
What were those sick kids drinking?
They were drinking... the less sick of the two was drinking sparkling Martinelli's, got apple cranberry for the table.
Nice.
They're both drinking some Gatorade. We had Riptide Rush, the purple kind, and also classic lemon lime.
Nice. Okay.
And the cabin had these little mugs, these little steins, tiny, like 2 ounces. Mm-hmm. And they were loving that. Just drink it. It was a great way to get them to drink out of it. Also, terrible glassware situation at this house. Beyond that, there were no cups besides whiskey tumblers and wine glasses. And so it was a tough scene for trying to find I ended up buying a pint glass at the grocery store and straws for the kids to have some other glass to drink out of. So,
wow. That's fun. And that's quite a scene. You were up there in Big Bear, right?
Yes. Yes.
That's like that grocery store Thanksgiving. That's a scene, right? Like it's jamming.
It wasn't. It was totally reasonable.
Really?
I went the night before or 2 nights before, I guess. So it was very chill. And even on the day, I drove past and it was pretty fine. We also had some lemon lime LaCroix and some orange LaCroix, and those got crushed as well.
Nice.
The sickest child, the flu-bound child, was ripping those up.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that. I'm glad you guys stayed hydrated, though.
You got to up there. That altitude especially.
You really do. It is important. I find myself when I'm up in the mountains, I don't drink enough water. You really got to do it.
No, the sinuses, they get fucked up. What about you? How was your Thanksgiving?
Really delightful. We had the classic Martinelli's apple.
Mm.
I picked up an extra bottle of that.
Or sparkling.
Sparkly style.
Great.
I think I just had some bourbon straight up.
Mm.
And I can't remember what Elizabeth was drinking. Probably wine. We weren't boozing that much on Thanksgiving.
Carol was also drinking whiskey straight up, and she said, out of nowhere, what else do you need? Which is not like, she's not a whiskey neat person. Woodford Reserve, I should say, on the rocks, but that's all it was. No mixers.
If you can find your one that you like straight, mm-hmm. it's a nice way to fly.
It's a fact. Speaking of, can I tell you a beverage story to be?
Please.
We do this little cousins-ish gift exchange with my wife's family. And her cousin's husband got Carol. He doesn't listen to this. It's fine. Carol has picked TR, her cousin's husband. And all he said, he wants bourbon. We happen to know he likes Eagle Rare, and it's very tough to find on the East Coast. Found a bottle today within the price range of the gift exchange.
And how much does a bottle of Eagle Rare go for?
Here in Los Angeles, $40.
Okay, so that's not bad at all.
Not bad at all. Elsewhere in the country, we're talking $75, $100.
Really?
Yes. He was blown away when I told him you can find it at Vaughn's out here, if you're lucky. It's not there all the time. It still is tough to find. Even the I bought it at a liquor store, and they even had a one per customer limit on this.
Wow.
But we're prepared to illegally ship it across state lines.
Is it illegal to do that?
Yeah, completely illegal. Nobody will let you do it. You have to be a distributor or a wholesaler, whatever.
What do you do?
Well,
it's definitely a UPS or a FedEx play
because
they're used to all those people just selling illegal drugs, shipping illegal drugs.
Exactly. Yeah. So here's the plan. As it stands, I'm using one of those packaged the wine bottles. Do not clip this for social media. This seems like the worst thing to put out. We've got the wine bags that I used to bring the orange wine up to Washington.
Okay.
When I was for the show.
Yeah.
So it's bubble wrap inside a plastic, like a super thick Ziploc wine-shaped bag. So the bottle fits in there nice and snug. It's got like a big double Ziploc thing on it, and you Velcro that down. So that way, if it cracks, I also left it in the paper bag it came in inside, thinking like, all right, then that way you'd at least see like, did this leak or crack or something in transit? You know what I mean?
When your cousin opens it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like you see through the clear plastic.
It's not going to break.
Paper bag. I don't think so either.
There's no way that's going to break.
We were saying today we're going to put it inside a gift box, wrap it so it looks just like a gift. You say it's a gift. You don't say what else it is. And you just send that bad layer. You put some fragile stickers on it, and that's it.
Yeah, I would just go. I would stick with FedEx or UPS. Don't mess with the postal
service. No, USPS don't. They do not. They won't send booze from anyone.
Yeah, you don't want that'll just go in the trash if for some reason they think.
Yeah. If anybody has any experience with this, if you've done it successfully or unsuccessfully, more importantly, please drop us a note. Even better, leave us a voicemail.
I mean, this might be like a very simple Reddit search for you, but you're fine. You're golden.
Yeah. I feel great about it.
Wow.
And look, if I get cold feet or somebody tells me really, like, truly don't do this for some weird reason.
Just say you didn't know.
I know people
send
drugs all the time. It's fine.
Yeah.
Right? If anybody has a story about shipping booze, it's good. Leave us a voicemail at 909-295-CAFE.
Or hop in the chat right now.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which, we see you out there right now.
Mm. Thanks for joining us. I did have a realization because we can see all of your comments, but if you're in the YouTube stream or you're in the Twitch stream, you can't cross the streams. You all can't see each other's comments, which is a tragedy.
That's interesting.
You know, we are grateful for you here, and you know, we'll try to throw more of them up. So you toss them in there.
I love it. Crossing streams.
Boom.
Okay, let's get into some business real quick.
Okay.
Okay, nothing new to report about our vision board, although on my to-do list I have email Phoebe Cates. So that I got to be accountable on that. So I'm just saying it out loud. Let me look right now if I put a date on when I'm supposed to email Phoebe Cates. Hopefully it wasn't just like...
Did you get the email?
No.
Oh, look, we've already getting comments here. All right. 01 Mini Coopers says, just make the return address not yours, so it's harder to trace it back.
That's
to you.
Fucking beautiful.
I like it. Okay. Oh, and Bevhead OG82 saying, USPS will ask you any liquids. You say yes. Follow-up question will be any alcohol. You reply no. This is just like a couple of cans of rare beer, but they arrive safely. I like that. Cans of beer, because then you got carbonation. you're dealing with too. This is at least where I'm thinking that at altitude or whatever, bumping around.
You're worried about it something exploding, maybe?
Yeah, I'm worried about it. That's it. I don't think they're going to crack it open and slice open the package and see what's in there unless it causes a problem.
Right. You don't want, yeah, you don't want it to like, yeah, leak. It's basically, you don't want it to leak.
Yeah, I want him to receive the gift also.
All right, I'm putting on my to-do list. When should I email Phoebe Cates? I have a pretty busy day tomorrow.
Well, what about Friday?
Pretty busy. Mm. Maybe this weekend? Nah, I probably won't do it this weekend. I'm going to put it on for Monday, next week, okay?
I like it. It's a good way to start your week.
Start the week emailing Phoebe Cates, and then we can talk about it next week.
Yeah, Sunday night, set an intention. Monday morning, do it.
I love it.
So you got her email address then?
No, no, that'll be easy.
Okay.
Okie dokie. Manifestated board staying the same next week. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. We got Fan Club Wallet joining us from the Great White North, Canada.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of shipping beverages, you might notice we photoshopped in, this is some liquid IV packets, which we sent up to Canada. We'll have to ask her how that went. But they made it there. So we did some international beveraging, but these were just, this was just, you know, I guess it's not a liquid, but for all anybody knows, these could have been filled with cocaine. They still got there.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I mean. Nobody's testing anything.
Nobody's testing anything. So anyways, but that's very excited. If you want to drink along with that episode, we're drinking liquid IV. I got just like a little variety pack on Amazon,
yes.
Acai berry, passion fruit, and lemon lime.
What does an acai berry even taste like?
No idea. Randy's getting another beer. We'll wait for you, Randy.
We'll wait.
So anyways, very excited about that. What else do I want to share? Hotline is open.
909-295-CAFE.
CAFE. JoJo, will we be listening to any voicemails later
today?
Yeah,
absolutely. We can listen to them whenever you're ready.
Beautiful.
You all have, we put out the call and you have responded with your own calls. Oh, we got a few.
I can't wait. We have a rap contest going on. JoJo, we probably should have talked about this off air, but let's talk about it right now. When should we wrap up this contest? When are we judging it? Are we judging it next week with Fan Club Wallet, or should we maybe give one more week? What do you think?
Yeah, you know what? There was part of me, I was thinking about this before we got on, because I realized, I think we had said around now was when we were going to call it.
Yeah.
There's part of me that almost wants this to ring in the new year. Like, I almost want to give people the holidays to really let these rip.
Because
There's even some nice bells in there. You might make a holiday. There's a dearth of holiday hip hop in the world. And so if you want to contribute to it through the muse of beverages, this could be your chance. I'm talking to you, the listener.
And if you're just getting clued in and on this episode, or you're joining us on the stream, just checking us out, basically what's going on, we made a beat out of beverage sounds and duck sounds. That beat is available at T-Bash Live. Go on any social media at T-Bash Live, hit the link in the bio, and you'll see it at the top of the thing. You can get that beat. Stream it, download it, whatever you got to do. You're going to record yourself rapping over that beat. We don't care how you do it. You could do it into your phone. You could do it on Pro Tools. We don't care. The quality doesn't matter. It's the content that matters. The lyrics, your flow. You're going to send that beat to us, and then it sounds like we're going to ring in the new year and we're going to pick a winner. And good golly, Miss Molly, the prize pack is huge.
It's enormous. We also need a little time to get the scratch together to pay for this shipping.
To ship it. So what you're getting is an Icewox Ice Maker IM2200UL, a product that seemingly does not actually exist, and I wouldn't believe it exists, except I have one in my garage right next to me right now. Now, JoJo, last time we looked this up, right, we looked up some of the websites and stuff, and like, one of them said, like, don't go to the website if you remember. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, we got like a
phishing scam thing,
like the thing that says like do not proceed. Someone will skim your identification. Yeah.
So today I was like, you know, my memory's not great, so I was like, what exactly did that say? I want to like get like a screenshot of it, right?
Okay.
So here in the manual, you can see right there, like the email is support@icewalks.com. And right above that under the logo, www.icewalks.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I go there. Did we say that this ice maker is part of the prize? Did I gloss over that? You're getting this. Whoever wins the rap contest gets this portable. JoJo doesn't think it's that portable ice maker. It's about 26 pounds.
It is portable. You're right, because it is not installed into anything. You were acting like you could walk around with it, though. Like, put a little cart.
That's the point. Anyways, so I went back to the site today, and now there's a new message. It says, this domain name has expired. So since we looked at this, what, 1 week or 2 weeks ago?
I think it's just a week ago.
It's expired now. I haven't looked to see if it's available, but we maybe should do that after we drink some Bud Light seltzer.
Done. Yes.
Because we'll definitely buy this if it's available.
Now, we will be tech support for icewalks.com.
I then was like, I got to look at all the handles. You go to this Icewalks on Instagram. I don't know what's happening here, but it doesn't look like an ice maker situation.
No.
Zero posts, 33 followers. Then this is where
some
it gets a
little tiny scratches on the little. I can't even tell what that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if anyone in the chat knows what that is. Is it another language? I don't know. Then I was like, things got a little bit juicier when I went to Twitter. Check this out. Account suspended.
Whoa. Talking shit about Elon.
Icewalks. Account is suspended. I just don't understand what's going on. And for those just joining us again on this journey, Google Icewalks, nothing comes up. I went even further today. I got the package out and I looked up the addresses where it was shipped from. And I wish I had this prepared for this moment, but I don't. When you type one of the addresses, like where the package came from, it was in, I want to say in like Virginia. And I went on Google Maps.
Oh.
And you know how you can go to Street View?
Oh, do I? Love it.
Love it. Street View was like all around this, except on this street, there was no Street View available. No. I swear to God, so fucking weird. Then I'm like searching the address, and the only thing came up was a kid's school photo company. It was it's just so goddamn bizarre. Now, if we go back one slide, this if we go back a couple, it does look like this. The machine was made in China.
Sure, but a lot
there is a manufacturer here. I didn't go down this, but I assume. I don't know. Just where whatever's going on here in the States with this doesn't make sense. And the fact that they never got they refunded my money, but they never sent me a return thing for this. And it just doesn't exist online except for this weird Instagram.
The suspended
and
Twitter
a suspended account.
Because again, let's read this out loud in case none of you are Twitter users out there. Twitter suspends accounts that violate the Twitter rules.
I don't know, man.
Like, did they go off in some profanity-laden, like, takedown of, you know, maybe that was it. Maybe they revealed some, they had some, I don't know, photos, some incriminating photos of a ice-making rival.
Yeah.
That they shouldn't have put out. They didn't blur them, and so they got taken down. That's my guess.
Oh, my God. Randy in the chat says, holy shit. Hold on.
Okay, Randy's saying, when... He says, when I search ice wooks with it's now ice walks for those just listening is ICEWOX. Now, Randy has searched for it with two O's, ICEWOX.
Or maybe that was just a type typo Randy did.
Okay. He sent an Amazon link.
I can't pull up the link.
The Dream Miracle. He just typoed. So the Dream Miracle.
Hold on. I got to see if I
countertop automatic electric machine. See, this seems can you toss it up?
Yes, I can. Hold on. Share screen.
This kind of supports my original theory.
Okay, we got that?
Yeah, okay.
Now, wait, is this the same machine?
Toss that instruction manual back up.
Okay, hold on.
Back and to the left. There, okay.
No, it is not the same machine. Now, wait, where I will definitely remember... I will tell you this, if it's the same,
$90, how is that possible?
Says it isn't the same vendor.
Not the same vendor.
But
okay.
Why?
I mean,
icewalks could bring up anything, though. Wait, let me Google ice, or excuse me, in the Amazon shop, let me look up icewalks again. Icewalks.
Now, do you think this is the beginning of our, you know, kind of serial S-Town style? Oh my god.
Okay. hold on. You type in ice walks and it says like, did you mean ice box? And it's like, no. And you click the like, I meant ice walks. And then the results is a pepper spray pistol, a Toloco massage gun, which I think sometimes that's used in the bedroom.
I think so. I think a massage gun like that is a little too intense for what you're insinuating. But
and you then don't know how to party then. A facial cleansing brush, also used in the bedroom. Another massage gun. Hold on. Oh,
Oklahoma Joe's
Longhorn reverse flow smoker,
also used in the bedroom.
Then an ice maker. Again, not the same ice maker though. What is this? Is the weirdest grouping of things.
Penetrex.
Oh, Penetrex intensive concentrate cream, also used in the bedroom. What is that? Wait, what is
boxer
that?
Briefs. I have some in my bedroom.
I'm saying there's something going on. And honestly, maybe we'll get the domain name. I don't know. It's weird though, isn't it, JoJo?
I am generally more surprised than I thought I would be. I think that's the important thing that I've realized.
I'm going to Google icewalks one more time.
You doing Street View, I really am envisioning our This American Life episode when it's they devote the full hour to one story, and it is us knocking on the door of the black site that is the icewalks U.S.
Yes,
facility.
No, that's what I'm saying. Hold on. Let me see if I can. I'm on a different computer. Unless.
Oh, and Mini Cooper is saying clearly they make a lot of different products, which is also a fair. If that is true, it would be fair to say that like a factory that makes electronics or appliances might make more than just a countertop ice maker.
It's just so crazy, dude. It's so crazy. I don't. Anyways, but if you send in the wrap and we pick yours, we're sending you that ice maker. We're also going to send you a Tito's
Tumbler
vessel, Tumbler, which is fucking sick. Maybe we'll send and do an illegal buzz ball. Who knows? The ice maker and the Tito's Tumbler. That's great. Kim Sheeran is asking, how did I get it in the first place? I ordered a different ice maker for my wife for her birthday. Was this her birthday? Was it that long ago?
It was.
And they sent this instead. They sent like the wrong one. And then I asked for a refund. I was going to send it back. And now I got it. And now someone's going to win it. Randy says, but will they get a signed root beer tap or artistic masterpiece? Absolutely not. That's a one of one, one of a kind, Randy.
No. We might ask that the winner send us a signed lyric sheet.
Yes.
Maybe even two.
That's very true. And also an unboxing video, I think.
Yes.
Do we need to unbox it? So JoJo and I opened the box and took the manual out, but we didn't feel like...
It felt unnecessary to fully open this product.
Yeah, and it felt weird, but now
we're
I'm
not
like...
not going to run it.
Now I feel weird sending it. Like, what if it is something? No. Are we opening it or not?
No, We're sending it as is. This product is as is. Don't return it to us. This is yours.
I feel
now.
Like this is like the beginning of a movie. Did I say this the last time we had this? Like,
absolutely not. It was not that interesting then.
Okay, great. Okay, moving on. Can we drink some Bevs?
Oh, sure.
And then we'll do some voicemails after that.
Okay, okay, that sounds great to me.
Sorry if that seemed like a really quick segue, but I didn't bring a.
Oh, I have one more thing to say about ice. I was looking up this pebble ice today just to see, like, is there some other solution we haven't talked about? Because the button on this is that you did finally get the right one, the expense of the pearl, right? Mm. Is what it is. And, or the opal, what's it called?
Mm-mm. No, I didn't splurge for the opal actually.
Okay. But no matter what, they're big. They're big machines. There's no svelte like one that's the size of like a coffee grinder or something.
Like a bedroom massage gun.
Right. That shoots out pebble ice. Was poking around for some other solutions and I came across a website that was like how to make your own pebble ice at home. A lot of it included an ice crusher and some other stuff. Again, large appliances.
Okay.
But an interesting factoid that they said, the way they get the texture of the ice is likely with, or the way that you can get it at home is with carbonated water. Because freezing carbonated water has bubbles in it, right? So it creates a softer, it's not this solid block of ice because it's getting the air bubbles around the sides.
Whoa.
So, a little preview. I'm just going to tell you. I'm normally good like this. I did get you some tiny ice cube trays.
Did you really?
So, yeah.
Because I'm looking at them. They exist.
I know. They're coming tomorrow. And so you'll have them soon to be able to try this out.
Are you getting them too?
I got a 2-pack, but I think you need both. Because if it works,
and am I gonna put
some carbonated water in there?
I am in these little trays.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude, you're the best. That's amazing.
They're coming they're coming to my house. I guess I should have just sent them right to you. Well, anyway,
You should do one, and I'll do one. We'll do it on an episode.
Okay, great.
I got to come by with that liquid cocaine stuff that we sent to Canada, to give you some of that. So don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right, so tonight, gang, we are drinking a seasonal special. It's the Bud Light Seltzer Apple Slice is variety pack.
Oh, they're all called Apple Slices. That did not register for me.
Yeah, yeah. They're all called Apple Slices, and then there's a flavor under them. So we got crisp apple, we've got cranberry apple, and what else have we got? We've got strawberry apple.
Yes.
And we've got peach mango apple. I have some thoughts going into this.
All right, let's hear them.
I'm actually pretty excited about these.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I feel like when I've become a fan of hard seltzers, when I land on one that I like, because I'm always like, oh, that's a nice surprise. And I was hoping that this might be one of them, but it might be bittersweet because one, this does feel like a seasonal product that might not ever come back.
Yeah, this could absolutely be one and done.
And two, because of that, I feel like the stakes are really low for the quality of this. So it'll be interesting to see how they went about this. Because I feel like we have been disappointed time and time again by a lot of these specific flavors of hard seltzers.
Right.
We've never had, there's not like a brand that gets them all right. It really seems like flavor to flavor, brand to brand.
Yeah, it's almost the opposite of the non-alcoholic versions where, like, there might be one kind of LaCroix or Refresh or whatever that you think is gross, but you'll probably drink most of them, you know?
Interesting.
Where I think it's the opposite with the hards. It's like, I might take this Truly and this White Claw and this Topo Chico, but the rest are trash, and
yeah,
I'm even tenuous on these three.
Topo Chico is a great one because, and I know I've sung its praises. Some of them are terrible. There's a couple flavors. Like, you get that variety pack, and two of them are bangers, and the other two, I forget, and I can't remember which ones they are, but are not good. So I've been duped. Yeah. How are we starting this? Are we going to start with the OG crisp apple? That seems to make the most sense.
It is the original. Can we also talk about the fact that Bud Light Seltzer, in and of itself, is weird? In and of itself.
In and of itself, yes, we can talk about that. But you want to know what? And I haven't had any Bud Light Seltzer. I think they're going to do a great job. I don't know why.
They got the money, honey. They can get anywhere. If they want to just start selling these at Dodger Stadium or something, they're going to do it.
Let's go. I'm really excited. These are 5% ABV, similar to a regular Budweiser.
They all have more than a Bud Light, I think, right?
Isn't
tabs.
Bud Light 3.5? Oh, yeah, that's nice. So, you know.
I think it's a Bud Light's probably, it might be 4.5.
It smells nice.
It does.
This smells like it's for
a child.
The college kids. Wow, this smells very candy-y. How much sugar do these have?
It does, but not. It's
less
weird.
Than a gram of sugar. How is that possible?
I'm afraid. Oh, it does have ingredients. Oh, and cane sugar.
How much does a Bud Light beer have sugar? I'm going to look that up right now. Bud Light sugar.
I think it's all as carbohydrates.
Oh, 0 grams.
Yeah, because it's all carbs in the beer. It's not like sugar, where this has added sugar to make it taste good.
Oh, okay. So beer doesn't have sugar. I'm a fucking idiot. Okay,
I took a sip.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
This is very sweet for a hard seltzer.
Yeah.
How is there no sugar in this?
No, there is sugar.
Less than a gram, dude.
That's true.
That's nothing.
Know. It's probably Splenda. I don't like it.
I'm not
liquid
mad at this.
Liquid ginger.
It does have hints of hockey puck bathroom vibes, which we've discussed many times on this show. But
malted rice, that's our grain. And then, sucralose. Is sucralose the Splenda? Like, it's made from sugar?
I think you might be right. I can look that up right now. Sucralose?
Sucralose.
How do you spell it?
I got it. I'm looking it up. Everything you need to know about sucralose. Oh, here's that wiki.
Food Insight.
Artificial sweetener. It doesn't really... Where's the stuff? Anyway, it's an artificial sweetener, so that's why. They've got a chemical compound.
I like it. You're muted. You muted, JoJo, or am I muted? We've lost your audio.
How about that?
Oh, you're back. I love it.
Yeah. Do you like the taste of this?
I like it. I don't know what it is, but I do think that this would make for a horrible hangover. Like, you do not want to hit these too hard.
There's a middle taste, right? So there's when it first hits your tongue, the entry point. That I like. It does taste pretty apple-y. There's a back end, which has got a little tart apple-y thing too. In the middle, there's a vomity vileness thing
interesting.
That I don't love, because it really does make me think, like, what if you were blasting out 7 of these that you drank in a parking lot somewhere? It wouldn't feel good.
Let's move on to get some context.
Okay.
Peach mango, strawberry apple, or cranberry apple?
I think we got to break up the reds with the peach mango.
Okay.
I'm going to say strawberry.
I like your
style. I'm going to come back to earth with cranberry apples, our finisher.
Okay. I really am hoping you like one of these. But I feel like... Now, this one I don't like the smell of.
No. Does yours
this
smell...
This one smells
a little,
rancid, sort of.
Smells a little like a buttery vomit. Cardboard.
Okay, the smell is tapering off once you let it air out for a second, though. That first whiff, though, was pungent.
That was gnarly. Hmm. Hmm. I like this one.
Which one is this? Strawberry. You know what's funny about this one? They're not hitting you over the head with the strawberry like they are with the crisp apple. But again, this is also strawberry apple, to be clear. Right.
It's not hitting you over the head with the apple part either. I wonder if I could taste it more without it just having gone through crisp apple territory.
This isn't bad.
Oh, no, this is highly chuggable. It would make me huggable. I could do this.
This is quite chuggable. It would make me huggable. That right there is a perfect lyric for the rap contest, by the way. Write that down. Do you want me to write that down for you?
I got it. I'll add it.
Okay.
I got a note.
Great. Okay. Yeah, Bevhead Dog 82 says he got to decant the straw. Should have read the box. Amen to that. This one is...
on the box it says, please decant. There are some special 12 packs that come with a Bud Light seltzer decanter.
Where do you rate this in, like, the pantheon of hard seltzers?
I have to be honest. It's delicious. Am I wrong? Is it really good?
It checks a lot of boxes, and it's not as sweet as the other one. High drinkability.
Refreshing.
And it does have, I don't know. It just seems legit.
I drink a lot of these camping. My sister-in-law will pack a lot of hard seltzers because usually she brings her friend who's gluten-free, and they both are healthy people, and so they don't drink a lot of full-fat beers and stuff. And so I'll end up digging through a bunch of these over the course of like a camping long weekend.
Have you gotten drunk off these?
No.
Like, we should do, I don't feel like doing that tonight.
But
we do need to do an episode. I don't even know if you can get drunk on these, and I'm curious what it feels like when you do.
Don't you feel like you'd be gassy? What is the, we need the name for this thing, or we need to come up with it. Listener, challenge if it comes
gassy
to this.
Right now.
What is, there's like, we should call it like the Hershey line or something. Maybe that's too poop related, but.
They say
there's like cocaine and Hershey's in like chocolate, or it would have the same effect, but you have to eat like 50 pounds of it to get high off it. So it's physically impossible. Mm. Or like with, bitters, to keep it to this show, that they're as fully alcoholic as hard alcohol, but it's like a cinnamon challenge. If you were to do a shot of like Angostura bitters or something, you would probably, your body would reject it. You literally wouldn't be able to get drunk off of it. So it's basically non-alcoholic in practice because you only drink a few drops. So that's how I feel like hard seltzers are, because I get too gassy. They fill me up with bubbles first, and so I can't get past it far enough to get drunk, but I feel like this one might be my ticket.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You got to be ready to hit that release valve.
Okay. Let's go. I can't believe we're doing mango next. Peach, mango, apple. That's three flavors. Do you hear that? Peach, mango, apple.
I have no interest in this one. This is the one I would leave in the cooler.
I feel like this is, oddly enough, going to be the one that you liked. If you didn't like the strawberry apple, of all of these, I would have bet that this would be the one that you like, and I'm going to think it's disgusting. Really funny. Hmm. These first smells are something.
What smell are you getting on this one? There's a distinct smell in mine.
I don't know.
This smells grassy to me. It smells like
grassy.
It smells, you know, when you get a green banana at the grocery store?
Yeah.
It smells like the peel of green bananas.
Oh, I get a little
bit
of
mean?
That. Yeah. I'm getting a little bit
like
of that.
Like, it's not sweet smelling. Am I going to like this?
Oh, I do get I think it's the mango I do get a little bit of. My kids love this. My kids love mango, but there's also, there's like dried mango we get sometimes that I'm getting a hint of. All right, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one's much more similar to the first one, Crisp Apple. There's a lot going on here in the sweet department, in the sucralose department, I guess we should say. It feels very... Is sucralose fake sugar? Did you find that out?
Yes. I mean, it's made in a lab. The second sip is much better. The first one was pretty intense and hard. And I think that's a failing of a lot of hard seltzers, is the lack of drinkability. Something about the flavors tend to be too sharp.
This one reminds me of like a wine cooler.
Ooh.
Sort
of. Exotic.
Like Bartles and James.
Bartles and James.
Huh. Somebody clip that. JoJo saying that, please. This one's growing on me, though. This one's smoother than the rest. I wish it wasn't so sweet. This one would make you sick. I'm really flip-flopping on this quickly.
Absolutely make you ill. It's tough. I feel like, who's out there making cocktails out of these? Because this might be one you could make right.
How?
Wait. I hate to reference other content out there, but you know this, the sandwiches of history guy.
Mm-mm.
You've seen this guy on Instagram. He's like a 60-year-old man who makes old-fashioned sandwiches.
No, that sounds wonderful, though.
And they're all disgusting. It's all like butter and like pickled onions and, you know, liver and like chopped tuna or something. And so he'll do something where he'll then try to plus it up and make it better. And so I think this is something that could be plussed up. I think you could add, there's some flavor you could use to cut this. So this is kind of, this becomes a background and you're just using like the fizziness of it to almost make like a gin fizz kind of a drink or make you know what I'm saying? You add some booze and you cut the flavor factor out of this a bit.
Okay. I'm 50% there with you.
Is there like a parking lot tiki bar? Is this how I'm getting my tiki bar? Is this a tailgating thing? And it's going to involve me expanding hard seltzer's profile to include other ingredients and fun little accoutrement on top.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I do love, you know, we've talked about the drink hop skip and get naked. Which we should make on the show sometime. And that's like, it's a concoction of vodka. Maybe is it Thunderbird?
God.
I don't know. It's a few things. And beer. And like Country Time Lemonade, I think. Anyways. I love the idea of there being like some specific like tailgating drink that is made in a cooler that's like, you got to get 24 Bud Light apple slice, peach mango apple seltzers, a gallon of vodka.
Yes. And, now we're talking.
And like three Old English malt liquors, mix that up.
And then a bunch of canned pineapple chunks.
Oh, yeah. And pineapple. Exactly. Like, I do love the idea of it in that sort of arena. That would be fun.
Okay. We'll do that. Well, so Randy asked in the chat, can you taste all the flavors?
Great question, Randy. Let me take a drive around again.
And is peach the most abused of all the fake flavors?
I guess so. I'm not getting much apple, I don't think. I get apple on the aftertaste, but...
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know if, like, I can't discern the peach and the mango. They, like, I do think they're kind of both there.
Yeah, I do think it is hitting these, I have to say. It's definitely got the mango. It does have apple at the end. And yeah, there is. There's peach on the tongue. And it's obviously like the peach ring peach flavor, you know? But it's not nasty.
Mm-mm. All right. Okay. Let's round out this with the cranberry apple. Now, knowing that you liked the strawberry apple, this one I think will be even less sweet.
Right.
Which I think we might have a real winner here, potentially.
I am afraid, can I tell you my only fear with this?
I love to hearing your fears.
Too tart.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's got something on the nose on it. Hit it quick. Smell that right now.
Oh, yeah. That gets funky in the can.
It's kind of gross.
You got to decant this one, too.
What do you think the decanting is on these? Why is that on these? They're just so gassy.
What is the, it's, they have a factory fart smell to them.
But it does dissipate though.
Why is that? I don't know. It's got it. Yeah. I mean, it must just be some kind of in the can fermentation thing that's
like
going
it
on.
Smell, this one almost, there is the cranberry on it, but the, it almost smells a little more like beer to me. Oh, oh, you likey? Oh my gosh. Your eyes just lit up.
I do.
Oh, this is weird. This is how you and I differ so much.
Yes.
This is fucking weird, and I don't think I'm with it at all.
I think you need to get on board. This is the one I'm tasting both. It's got apples and it's got cran.
The aftertaste is so weird on it, though. They How would you describe the aftertaste?
The no, aftertaste, it's like
this one's the most bathroom urinal to me on the aftertaste.
Really? The first
really.
One.
Really? Well, we're going to circle back to that.
Oh, I'm doing right
OG
now.
Apple crisp. Oh, you're going right back now. I'll go right there with you.
Oh. Oh. Interesting. I have a whole new appreciation for this one now.
They're all making me sick all of a sudden.
I feel like crisp apple has got an apple cinnamon flavor profile.
Stop
to
it with you. Are you serious?
I wouldn't lie to you. Oh, oh. Wait. Randy has to pee. We got to stop the show.
I can kind of ride with you on the cinnamon. I don't know if it's, you know? If you just put it in my head and I can like manifest it sort of.
Or is the apple flavor so true and so real that it's making me feel cinnamon vibes?
It is a good apple flavor. I do think, you want to know something? As far as them flavoring and titling the flavors, I think they did a good job compared to some of the other seltzers we've had.
Yeah, I agree. I'm surprised. I thought these were going to be vile. I thought 4 for 4, I was going to hate them all. I don't like the apple slice name. I think we might see a rebranding, even if these reappear next season.
I just went back to the apple cran after apple crisp apple, and it's tasting way better to me now.
Ah.
Very interesting.
Mm. Okay.
Now, Kim is saying, what if you mix them together?
Yeah, this is the lot. I won't call it the obvious next question, but it's the correct next question. You got to be
an
Imagineer to get there, but you did, Kim. I've got a cup handy. I'm going to have to chug this water, and that's probably a good idea.
Here, I'll grab a cup so I can go. I got one real close by.
Team chug. Okay. Oh, yeah. Shout out Matt Man once again for the pint glasses. Now, Kim, fire off in the chat if we should pour these, mix these in order in which we drank them, or if you have a preferred order that we should mix them. You can be our mixologist here. We've got 4 flavors. We're going to do a little Bud Light hard seltzer apple slices suicide.
Oh, and I am back.
Mm.
Wow. At getting up, doing that little walk.
Stretch you out.
Uh-oh. That's appropriate on the show, right? I'm sorry. I apologize. Is that okay?
Okay.
Are she we losing says, people with the gas?
Look, we can't be responsible for that. We're just
okay.
A couple of living sacks of meat with a bunch of seltzer water in them now. Okay.
Equal amounts of each. I don't care the order, Kim says. I'm with you, Kim. I'm going to start with crisp apple.
I'm just going in the order in which we drank then.
Then you put a little peach mango next. I'm going lightest to darkest.
That's a fun idea.
Oh, actually, peach mango might have been lighter than the crisp apple. Actually, these all might be identical, as it were. Very urine-y looking.
Yeah, all mixed together. It's
a bad urine sample. You're not drinking enough water.
No, it's not bad. That's not bad. This is the person who just started drinking the right amount of water that day. You know, you prepped. You knew you had a drug test at work. And so you started slamming water, but you're not that good at it because you're out of practice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's just fine.
It is.
There's a little bit of that Smarties candy taste.
Yeah.
More when you mix them all together, but nothing wrong here.
And I also wonder if that's the problem with pouring it into the glass. If really letting it breathe and opening it up, just letting that sucralose shine. We'll have to go straight to the vineyard to find out. But I think our commenter here is right. The trick is once you're drunk, you won't notice that they're all the same. And that is the game, is it not?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the game.
You start with one. I'm going to finish this.
That's great. Right. I'm circling back real quick just so I can rank these.
I know my ranking.
But it almost feels like it doesn't matter.
You're right.
Okay. Oh, I'm getting some clarity.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Hmm.
Wow.
Mixing and matching these separately, though? Huh.
Okay, I'm good to go.
Okay.
You want me to go or you want to go?
I want you to go first.
Bottom of the racket, I'm going to say, is cranberry.
Oh.
Then I'm going peach, mango, apple. And then tied for the top is crisp apple and strawberry apple.
You can't discern between the two of them enough to make a choice.
I can't.
First on the show. We just made history, folks.
It really, you know what? No, if I have to pick, I'll put strawberry on top. Apple's a little sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, apple is on the very bottom. Ugh. It was the yuckiest of them all. I gotta try these one. There's part of me that. Okay. I think that it's apple. And then it's cranberry. Peach mango is getting second place.
Oh, look at that.
I am shocked because I do think they've somehow managed to balance those three flavors in a way that is not revolting. Because, like I said, I was going to kick that one right to the curb.
I bet you were.
You know, drop kick it into the street at your party. You show up with that. But now I'm going to drink one. And then strawberries on the top.
Yeah.
That one hit the nicest right from the jump.
Ooh, I'm feeling gassy. This could be a great thing to put into a wrap. Did we tell everybody there's a wrap contest going on right now?
Sweet, sassy, molassy. Getting gassy. Oh.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. What about something like this? What about something like this?
Ooh, going lunkin', drinking so dee. Tap that like a keg, cause I'm thirsty. Yeah, you heard right, I keep on tapping. I like the root beer. Let's make it happen.
That's all I got. I did that right before the show. I did right before the show.
Oh my god, that was nice.
I love how that beat ends. I gotta hear the end again. I feel like my flows are a little predictable. I need to come with my official version. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's stopping me. Perfectionism is really hurting me here.
Yeah. Let me do
that.
That
was great.
Can I do the one I did before?
Of course.
Let's see how that one feels. Ooh.
Put me in, coach, I think I need a bevy. Need that sip, sip, tell me if you're ready. Got my Tervis laced with that good ice. Little balls laced, oh shit. Little balls coming up through the chill pipe. Little balls coming up through the chill pipe. Level up, yeah, you know I'm playing tapper. Squad strong, bow down to Mr. Snackers.
Oh.
Anyways. Beep. JoJo, you really need to throw one down soon.
I will.
Let's do some voicemails.
Okay, all right. Here we go. If you want to leave a voicemail, 909-295-CAFE.
I think you need to incorporate the number into yours.
Okay.
I would like to throw that as a little bit of a challenge for your
okay
rap.
Okay. God. You're right. I said to make a note. Okay. So here's the thing. We have now multiple times put out the call that if you want to leave a voicemail
we should
now.
Let's get the number tattooed on us.
Yeah, why not? It's already changed once.
909.
295. Cafe. Shout out to listener and former guest of the show, Peter Harmon, who realized that our random number was, in fact, a beverage-related cipher, whatever you'd call
and
that.
And you want to know, Peter Harmon, I believe, or I don't believe, I know he submitted a rap for the contest. I have not listened to it yet, though.
No.
And it's so hard that we haven't listened. Listeners, just so you know, we have not listened to any of these yet.
No.
On purpose.
Yeah. I don't want it to influence my creative output, for one thing. And I want to be... I expect to be floored. I really do. We got a bunch last week. I'm really excited. And I think that... I'm ready for everyone to step up and dive in here. It's going to be so good.
I'm really
hoping is that we get other former guests to throw their hat in the ring. I would love, that would be the ultimate surprise. If anyone wants to get me a Christmas gift, it's guests of the show submitting to the rap contest.
Phoebe Cates. Rapping about chill pipes and... Mm-hmm. Little ball ice.
Turns out she's been a listener since day one.
If you are a big celebrity that listens to this show and we don't know about you, now is the time to reveal yourself.
Yeah. And look, don't get in your head about what constitutes a big celebrity. We'll be the judge of that. And we're very accepting people. Okay.
Phoebe.
All right, Phoebs. Oh, here's what I was going to say. We've twice put out the call to drink Bud Lights and then tell you important information. We've twice put out the call during the show that you can call now and we might play your voicemail right now. You can do that. The problem is that I have notifications turned off. This has now happened twice in a row and I didn't notice it. So if you want to leave a voicemail, I'll do my best to refresh it before we sign off. Here is one that happened while we're recording last week.
Hit it.
Hey, JoJo and Roro, this is Jessie, a longtime BevHead, now with my two mini BevHeads. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
And we are watching you live right now. We love the show. The kids love to watch when they can. My son, Soren, is 10, and he has a question for you.
What's your favorite beverage you've ever had on the show?
All right, we are looking forward to your answer, and, GFY.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Why didn't we pre-screen these voicemails?
There's a couple things here going on here. I feel like we might not understand our demo, because this is the second voicemail we've gotten where there are children involved, and we both have kids. We love kids. That's great. And if that's our demo, we might need to factor that in, because we're putting in parents in the position of saying GFY around these kids. And we're also I was just rapping about chill pipes and stuff, you know?
Chill pipes are metal straws.
Yeah. I was talking about, I don't know, I was tapping that keg and stuff.
That's true.
Because I was thirsty.
I'm getting buzzed on. We're talking about the kid appropriateness of strawberry seltzer, hard strawberry seltzer.
Splee, God bless you.
How many kids are telling their teachers to GFY when the school day is over?
Okay. Great, great, great voicemail. Great, 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 great question. Thank you guys all for listening. Favorite beverage we've ever had on the show.
We're talking about literally hundreds of beverages. That's crazy to think about.
I'm trying to think of something that like was unexpected for me that then I started to enjoy.
Right. Yeah, and I'm trying to think of even something that entered the regular rotation.
I'll tell you something, one of the most memorable ones is when we had, dude, I'm reaching for the files, but I can't find them. But that crazy Chicago liqueur that's horrible.
Malort. Jepson's Malort.
Not good, but so memorable and, yes, and wild.
Very wild. And I got an update on Malort because they, I remember back when we did the show, there was a whole scandal because they had moved production to somewhere in Florida.
Okay.
It has since been reclaimed and is being produced in Chicago again.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Anything come to mind for you? I need to like
shout
look
out at... to Sean Bonnet from AJJ, who told me that.
Great shout band. Out.
Okay, so there's. Let's see here. You know what? Because a 10-year-old asked us, I'll give another liquor answer. Another one from the early days that when I was talking to Sean about Malort, I asked, "Have you ever tried Brennevin? Do you remember drinking Brennevin on the show?" That was the Icelandic caraway seed flavored liquor that they eat with like fermented shark, like fetal shark or something like that.
Yes. So I had that in Iceland, actually.
Oh.
And the first time I had that, later that night in Iceland, I was snorting whiskey out of a spoon. So very kids don't.
Woo. Brother.
Wow.
We
okay.
lost a whole family of listeners that day. I'm trying to think of, I also feel like those, God, what are those, the Japanese sodas with the marble in them? That you know that they,
yes. What were those? That
I'll find out. Yeah, there were a few of those. There's also that Milkus that was a Korean. It was like a lime flavored.
I remember Milkus
soda. Uh-huh. That was an let's see, Japanese soda marble. Oh my god, yes, Ramune.
Ramune. I'm going to go with that. I'm going to, and you know what? I'm going to say that that would actually be a fun thing for you guys to go try to find. Cause that would be, it's just such a fun experience in the marble and the bottle and everything. It's really fun.
Yeah. You
I
pop
love
it
that
in there. It's a cool one. And they've got like a dozen flavors. That's a fun thing that you could probably find on your travels. If you, especially if you find like an Asian grocery store, probably would have them.
Love it.
That'd be a good one. But man, yeah. Other things that enter the regular rotation would be LaCroix, probably is the A number one, honestly. And cold brew.
Yeah. Love it. What a wonderful question. Thank you guys for listening. We got any more of those?
Yeah.
Let's hit another one. Hit another one.
All right. No one else has called in so far.
I'm just, like, looking at all the stuff.
Hey, JoJo. This is Danny Carlo from Chicago. I'm so glad you guys are back live again with T-Bash. I missed you while you were gone. Long-time listener. I remember when you guys went off the air the first time. I just finally got you the GFY stout from Spiteful Brewing here in Chicago. And I had to drink it myself, which was both good and bad. But I was so depressed about the podcast being off the air that I... It was more of a sad beverage intake, but I am very glad you're back. I also found some Unicorn Cheers hot sauce over the years from Co-op Hot Sauce here in Chicago, so I wanted to shout that out as well. I forget the exact name of the crazy beverage that we were looking for way back when, but unicorn-related. Anyway, wanted to shout out my friend Jeremy, who I listened to the podcast with from afar. We just are both so happy you're back, and go fuck yourselves. Bye.
Oh my God.
Shout out to you and Jeremy.
Oh, Danny, that was awesome. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoyed that GFY stout. Because God knows we didn't. That's so cool. And that actually makes me want to go back to the other question. Hot sauce entrance might be, I know the question was about the beverage that is stuck with us. But some of the hot sauces, maybe because they're more rare in the episode archives, some of those are the ones that do stick around.
If we're doing hot sauces, recent one, obviously with Mike Smith, when we went on the Hot Ones journey, their classic garlic Hot Ones hot sauce, so good. Another one I can remember loving was Aardvark hot sauce.
Dude.
From back in the day. That was another great one.
Yes.
But thank you, Danny and Jeremy, you guys out there. That's amazing.
I also got to shout the Howler Monkey Amarillo sauce.
Oh, yes. That was the one. I remember you loving that.
I can still taste it. I don't think I've had it since then.
Treat yourself.
I should. I'm looking on the internet right now. I wanted to make sure I had the name right. It is $5 a bottle.
That's very reasonable.
I have not bought myself. I haven't treated myself to that in 5 years. Now, shout out to Danny and Jeremy. That's so cool. Thank you for sticking with us and coming back to the show. It's very wonderful.
Randy just said, I meant to leave you guys a voicemail when we did shrooms day after Thanksgiving, but shit got weird, but that's another podcast. I feel like Randy's on one tonight and I love it.
I do too. I do too. Holding it down.
Oh shit. That's
Randy's like our band leader. You know, we gotta like throw to Randy every once in a while.
Yeah.
Okay. We got, I can play one more. You want to play
Let's
one more?
Let's do one more. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm? Let's do it.
I also love that the Google Translate, you know, that transcribes the voicemails. Like this one starts off, it says, "Hey, Railroad."
Nice.
Hey, Roro and JoJo. It's the other JoJo from Longmeadow. My wife and I are going to movies tonight. We're taking the kids. And it reminds me of a time when we went to one of those movie theaters that had a bar in it. My wife ordered a martini, and a bartender there, I usually just like pours wine and make beer, I guess, had a guide with the recipes. So she did the, you know, gin and some vermouth, but didn't know you had to shake it on ice, and she gave it to my wife at room temperature, which was obviously incredibly disgusting. My wife, being very kind, said, well, I'll just drink it. We don't want to embarrass the bartender, so we just asked for a cup of ice on the side, you know, and just said, oh, you know, you never know, you might need it. I wonder if you had any experience with completely...
We lost him, but I think I know where he was going.
Wait, is it because my phone went to sleep? Yes, hold on.
Rookie bartenders, any mistakes like that, and... it's, you know, it's Black Friday, so I'd like to go, maybe I'll go buy some T-Dash merch. Do you have any? I don't even know. I'd like a cup, I guess. All right, go fuck yourself, boys, and happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, go fuck yourself. Hope you
go
had a great,
yourself,
great JoJo. Thanksgiving. That's a great one. I haven't had a huge snafu like that, to that level, but I can say, like, as of recently... Elizabeth and I were out somewhere, I can't remember where, and we got terrible old fashions. Like, have no idea what the bartender was thinking. But that's the most recent thing on mind. What about you, JoJo?
God, let's see. Rookie bar. I mean, that a lukewarm martini sounds so awful.
Yeah.
Because the... It's not much, right? The icing of this alcohol, but what it does, right? It takes off the slimy edge of, you know, the viscosity of the hard alcohol. And yeah. It chills it, makes it smooth. It's what makes the whole drink possible. It did make me think immediately of being in, I think in Munich, and going to a bar and being like, oh, let's get martinis. And what they consider a martini is just vermouth in a glass. Yeah. And that was weirdly good, but it was
interesting.
It was fine, but it was just a complete like not what you want kind of situation. I'm trying to think of if I've ever had like legendarily shitty service. I remember hearing about a story of a comedian who had a bartending job who didn't know how to make any drinks and refused to learn, and so he just gave everybody a shot and a beer no matter what they ordered. And it was just sort of like some people were like, great. And other people were like, this is fucked up. And so anyway.
That's really funny though.
I'm going to stew on that for a minute. I'm going to see if by the end of the episode, I can think of anything.
I love it. I had what all that made me think of, and I don't know why, but I had a quick update. We were
also in the movies. That is the grossest part of it.
Oh, that's super gross.
Like, especially if she didn't take a sip before sitting down. It's like, I'll grab the drinks.
God,
go get our seats, right? I'll bring the drinks in. And then you hand her, she hands you the drink, and you just take this sip of a hot martini fucking vile.
Amazing. Okay, I know why. What I'm going to say, what I was thinking of, movie theaters. We were up in the mountains and coming back from the mountains after Thanksgiving. Elizabeth, my wife, loves Frosties from Wendy's.
Mm.
And I heard there was peppermint Frosty. My wife loves peppermint ice cream. And I was like, Wendy's has peppermint Frosties right now. And she's like, get the fuck out of here. So we went to Wendy's and got peppermint Frosties. Headline on that is everybody got them except me because I don't really fuck with peppermint that much.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't that good. They lean real hard into the peppermint for the peppermint Frosties, almost overwhelmingly slow.
Mm-hmm.
But the bigger takeaway is it was the first time my daughter laid eyes on a Coke Freestyle machine.
Oh.
And it fucking blew her mind.
As it will.
She had... she had a orange lemonade, which I'd never really heard of, and my son had a vanilla Sprite. That's what they went down the deep dive of it. But it was kind of fun seeing a kid, you know, for the first time, see that Coke Freestyle machine, which historically you and I aren't that big of a fan of. But I could see how fun it is for them, how many flavor options there are. But the movie theater made me think of that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's like a Christmas morning. It's one of the few beverage Christmas mornings that we have, you know. When do you get to first see a Coke Freestyle machine in your life? And what do you go for? Vanilla Sprite is a revolting choice. That is so gross to me. The Utah special, if there ever was one.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Real quick before we do one of our favorite segments of the show, Randy is saying, speaking of high, are we going to have to wait till April 20th for a Weed Bev show? It's on the boards, my dudes. No, we're probably going to get it done before that. And just spoiler alert, it's going to be the biggest thing we've ever done on this show. It's going to be one of the most important episodes we've ever done, and I think I'm going to say it right now without giving anything away. And JoJo, we might change this later, and JoJo, you may agree or disagree. I think it will always be available as a podcast, but if you're going to want to see the video of it, you're going to have to catch it live, because we're going to stream it and then delete that video forever. That's how bonkers what we have planned is for the Weed Beverage episode, is what it's going to be.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
The audio will be what the audio will be, but
we'll start hyping that up now. Thanks for asking about that, Randy. JoJo, I think we should do, you know, that time of the show.
I guess it's about that time
for
Brian's question.
When we started the show, my dear brother-in-law sent us 100 questions. Since we've rebooted, he sent us 100 more, and we're flying through those questions. What's this week's question, JoJo?
Oh, Brian's question number 34. Do Trader Vic's Mai Tais signal the return of the once mighty tiki bar? Brian, you sweet pea. Was that for me?
Now, what does he mean exactly? Is Trader Vic's making a like canned cocktail Mai Tai?
Or no? That's what I had to look up right this second.
Because that's what I'm looking up.
Don't know. The ready-to-drink Mai Tai by Trader Vic's is available for $6.99 at Total Wine.
Wow, it's cheap.
Now, does that mean this is probably a mixer?
It says Trader Vic's, did you know, is the home of the original Mai Tai? I did not know that. You knew that.
Yes, that is their claim, you know. And I hope so. But I'm not sure how sending it home signals the return of the tiki bar. Because the tiki bar in and of itself is the experience. I have to say stuff like, now I don't even remember what guest it was, but was hipped us to this Burbank liquor store that's doing these cocktail packs, and they had some mighty tiki packages, including some cups and all the, you know, if you want a little umbrella or a tiny sword to stab through an orange wedge, it's all coming home with you in this pack. And that to me is it, because I think it's all about the experience. Even at the height of lockdown, when we were not doing the show, so I couldn't share it then, I got like crazy about trying to make Mai Tais. And so I did, I like tracked down all that stuff, like straws and umbrellas and, you know, all this business and the swords and all this stuff to throw in the cup. That to me was half the battle, as much as finding like diverse kinds of rum to throw in these things.
Yeah.
You gotta, I mean, it's all about the experience. I don't know that the take home bottled thing is going to do it.
Yeah. Although we should try it on the show. Do you think anyone else even makes a Trader Vic's or makes a Mai Tai mix?
Yes, I think Cutwater does.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, we could definitely do some head-to-head packaged Mai Tai shit.
All right, we're going to do it. I love it. Well, Brian, as always, thanks for the question. JoJo, thank you for everything. I'm excited for next week doing a little liquid IV shootout.
Me too.
Anything else you want to talk about?
I kind of want to keep this question from the other JoJo on ice for episodes with guests. I think it's a great question, and I wish we had pre-screened it, because it's something that is, I feel like people must have amazing stories of shitty bartenders.
Yes.
And people being like, I'm sorry, it's my first day.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Done. Love it.
All right.
Well, on that note, to everybody out there that's joining us right now, we love you so much. If you're listening on the pod, we love you so much. Keep the rap contest submissions coming in. Follow us online, wherever you like to do your social media stuff, at T-Bash Live. And if you want to leave us a voicemail, which we really love, what's that number, JoJo?
909-295-CAFE.
CAFE.
2233.
Amazing.
Wait. We got somebody in the chat saying they sent us a voicemail about a bartender.
Perfect. Hit it.
Hey, Roro and JoJo. This is Derek from Santa Cruz. I just had a follow-up to the voicemail that you just played about the rookie bartenders. And I just wanted to share a story from my mother-in-law. When she was young and working one of her first jobs at a bar, she had a customer ask for a dry martini and misheard it, so she relayed it to the bartender as a wine martini and convinced the bartender to make it, which obviously wasn't what the customer wanted, and she didn't stick around there for very long, but it makes for a good family story every once in a while. Anyway, loving the show. Go fuck yourself.
I want to know if it was red or white wine.
Amazing. Oh my God. That's so funny. It had to have been white wine. The bar, you know, yeah. Because yeah, the bartender's like, really? And he's like, yeah, wine martini.
They were explicit about this. Wine martini.
Wow.
And then was it with a twist? Because if the dry part was right out, you know, it was like a wine martini. They're dumping olive brine in there. What's happening?
Oh, good God. That's amazing. Oh, my God, no. He said she's pretty specific about it being red wine.
Oh, no.
That's incredible.
Holy shit.
Revolting. Please.
That's really funny.
Yes. Send us all of your horrible bartender stories.
Damn, I love it.
In voicemail form.
All right, JoJo, great seeing you.
You too, buddy.
Everybody out there, great seeing you, hearing you. And till next week,
go fuck yourself. Yeah.